Ago, a handful of private institutions started a communications network for some of their alumni groups, but we were the first organization of any size to establish this kind of network on a university-wide basis. The UI Alumni Network now has 225,000 subscribers and 45 alumni communities. It fosters professional networking, social interaction, and university involvement. And better yet, it elicits a high volume of incoming data, particularly business and professional contact information, which is filling in some critical gaps that are necessary for the university's next fundraising campaign to be successful. This outreach is also consistent with our marketing and communication strategies that focus on generating three key images in the minds of alumni. The association is the place to go to connect with other alumni and with the university. The association recognizes alumni achievement and reinforces university successes. And the association remembers their student experience and relates that to today's university with an optimistic vision for the future. So I began with my report in May by outlining the association's strategic priorities and delving into some of the key performance indicators we track. This time I focused on how we compare ourselves among our designated peer set. Going forward, I'll continue to revisit those initial measurements and comparisons that are more predictive of behaviors and desired outcomes. Until then, I thank this board for its continued support, and we truly value the relationship with the Board of Trustees. Thanks.
Thank you, Laura. No plaque, but you got a good applause there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll ask. Walt, can we bring you up? Thank you.
Slide, Joe. I see Sid has left. I mean, that will be the first time he's bolted from one of my presentations. But it will be the last time he's bolted from
there.
Oh, you stayed for me. Thank you. Because I have a story connection with this slide to tell you. 4 weeks ago today, Kevin Nolan and Peter Newman and myself went over to visit with the state controller about the status of our bills, and we do this on a regular basis. We talk to them all the time. The state controller, as of the end of fiscal year 12, never did put out how many bills were still outstanding. But this is from the fiscal commission, the state fiscal commission, where they estimate almost $8 billion of bills were outstanding at the end of fiscal year 12. While we were there, I asked, and they have it right there. They said, as of that date, this would be by around October 10th, that they had $6.8 billion of bills still remaining from fiscal year 12 to pay, and they still had, and they knew they had like $1.1 billion in public aid vouchers that hadn't been vouchered yet to be paid too. And so I asked them. I said, "Are you making any progress on this thing?" And they said, "Well, the revenues are good, but you know the hole's just so big." So the punctuation to my story as I'm leaving, and we have a great relationship with them. I think we're being, at least under the circumstances, being fairly treated. You know, with the state with the payments. I mean, they're certainly continued that 7 month delay. But I asked them. I said, because the guy that we talked to, her chief administrative officer, is an undergraduate from Urbana and a he has a graduate degree from UIS. I asked him for a donation, you know, for to supplement the cash flow. I just wanted to. Anyway, again, the bottom line to this story is, again, the state continues to be in the same situation with the payment of its bills. They have a hole that's just so big. They have a commitment to pay almost $6.5 billion in pension payments, both for the pension contribution as well as the payments on the bonds that were put out for pension. So they have that commitment. They have this commitment to, they have to meet payroll, they have to meet their debt service, they try to pay their social service agencies as up first. So they have that, all those commitments.